splashing through creeks, even keeping air freshener sticks in his pockets so he'd have that new car smell. But apparently Demigod's stink was hard to mask. He scrambled to the west side of the summit. It was too steep to descend. The slope plummeted 80 feet, straight to the roof of an apartment complex built into the hillside. 50 feet below that, a highway emerged from the hill's base and wound its way toward Berkeley. Great. No other way off the hill. He'd managed to get himself cornered. He stared at the stream of cars flowing west toward San Francisco and wished he were in one of them. Then he realized the highway must cut through the hill. There must be a tunnel. Right under his feet. His internal radar went nuts. He was in the right place, just too high up. He had to check out that tunnel. He needed a way down to the highway, fast. He slung off his backpack. He'd managed to grab a lot of supplies at the Napa Bargain Mart. A portable GPS, duct tape, lighter, superglue, water bottle, camping roll, a comfy panda pillow pet, as seen on TV, and a Swiss Army knife. Pretty much every tool a modern demigod could want. But he had nothing that would serve as a parachute or a sled. That left him two options. Jump 80 feet to his death, or stand and fight. Both options sounded pretty bad. He cursed and pulled his pen from his pocket. The pen didn't look like much, just a regular cheap ballpoint.